Agenda 21.
Sounds terrifying, right?
Imagine a world controlled by the Illuminati where everyone has been stripped of their property rights and individual freedom is but a distant memory.
Agenda 21 isn't the subject of a movie trailer. Agenda 21 is a real thing, and its opponents are vocal and motivated. In a recent legislative session at the Oklahoma Capitol, HB 1412 was introduced. The stated purpose of the bill, introduced in part by Sally Kern, is to prohibit adoption of the United Nations Agenda 21, which its proponents believe would restrict private property rights without due process. Who wouldn't be against the repeal of due process? Repeal due process, and you might as well repeal the U.S. Constitution. The anti-Agenda 21 measure easily passed through the House with only 17 votes against it, and was delivered to the Senate for consideration. News OK reported Senator Cliff Brannon said that his committee would not take up HB 1412, essentially killing the bill. That angered Al Gerhart, co-founder of the Sooner Tea Party. In an email to Senator Brannon, Gerhart wrote, quote, "Get that bill heard, or I will make sure you regret not doing it. I will make you the laughingstock of the Senate if I don't hear that this bill will be heard and passed. We will dig into your past, your family, your associates, and once we start on you, there will be no end to it. This is a promise," unquote. Of course, Gerhart is concerned. In his mind, this is about defending freedom and the Constitution of the United States. So what exactly is Agenda 21? Agenda 21 is a non-binding voluntary action plan promulgated by the United Nations to encourage governments around the world to combat poverty, pollution, and conserve natural resources. It's not a law, and it has no teeth. Agenda 21 is merely a polite suggestion that maybe we ought to talk about protecting our environment and making the world a better place to live in. Oklahoma HB 1412 is literally much ado about nothing. What on earth is fueling the animosity of the opponents of Agenda 21, then? Why would anyone threaten another person's family for not passing a law that seeks to extinguish a non-existent fire? Historian Richard J. Hofstadter wrote an essay entitled "The Paranoid Style in American Politics." Though published in 1964, it is just as relevant today. Describing those who are seduced by far-fetched conspiracy theories, Hofstadter wrote, quote, "The paranoid spokesman sees the fate of conspiracy in apocalyptic terms. He traffics in the birth and death of whole worlds, whole political orders, whole systems of human values. Since what is at stake is always a conflict between absolute good and absolute evil, what is necessary is not compromise, but the will to fight things out to a finish," unquote. And so it is with Al Gerhart and his like-minded cohort.